This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marlene Alonso. Date of birth, May the 30th, 1975. Case ID number is 8111751. Date of exam, February the 6th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center dated 5/17/2022 and 5/3/2022, 6/10/2022, comma, and from Dr. Mahmoud Sultan dated 4/20/22 and 4/21/22. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old divorced female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart problems, comma, seizure disorder, comma, depression slash anxiety slash insomnia slash bipolar disorder, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2009, where she was a provider for 10 years. The claimant states she has been on disability for 10 years and states that when she worked as a provider, she worked 8 hours per day, 7 days out of the week. 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with a friend, but states that she wants to have her own place. Allegations, number one, heart problems, number two, seizures, number three, depression slash anxiety slash insomnia slash bipolar disorder, number four, osteoarthritis, number five, diabetes mellitus, and number six, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2017, she had her first heart attack and was having angina but did not realize that she was having a heart attack. Then in 2021, she was having more severe chest pain and presented herself to Galveston Hospital where she was hospitalized for 2 weeks. The claimant states that she has had approximately 4 heart attacks in her life and that a stent was placed where she had had the heart attack to open up the artery. She was also diagnosed with coronary artery disease slash angina. She states the character of the chest pain was a pressure pain located on the left side of her chest, which would radiate up to her left arm and produce numbness. She states it would last for approximately 2 hours, and she, at this time, still gets it, or still has the chest pain at least 2 times per month. She states that it is precipitated by any kind of exertion, and sometimes by resting and food intake. She states it's relieved by taking usually 2 nitroglycerin tablets, and resting. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, history of cigarette smoking, comma, menopause, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. She also has a history of gastritis. She denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath, comma, pedal edema, comma, but does not have orpnea. her ejection fraction is 55 to 60%. She was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and history of myocardial infarction times 4, angina, stable, and history of status post stent placement with percutaneous transluminal coronary artery angioplasty, which was performed in 2021. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number 2, seizures. The claimant states that she was in a terrible accident in 2004 where she flew out of the car and sustained a very severe head contusion. Since that time, she has had grand mal seizures. She states that she actually started in 2010, but they didn't start immediately after the motor vehicle accident. She sometimes has status epilepticus. She attributes the seizures to the head contusion. She denies any tumors, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or infectious disease. She does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She states that she will have 4 seizures per month, the last one being on June the 10th, 2022, where she had to go to the emergency room. Her postictal symptoms include tiredness, comma, headaches, comma, decreased memory, comma, drowsiness, comma. A CT scan of the head was performed, which diagnosed chronic ischemic findings and atrophy. And she was diagnosed with multi-infarct atrophy with grand mal seizures. She is presently on levetiracetam, 750 milligrams QID, which was recently increased secondary to breakthrough seizures. Allegation number 3, depression / anxiety / insomnia / bipolar disease. The claimant states that in 2009, she started to develop severe depression, comma, anxiety, comma, insomnia, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, and paranoid schizophrenia. The claimant states that she suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, increased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and decreased anger. She takes a bath every other day and brushes her teeth every other day. The patient was fairly cooperative, but was not future-oriented and did not show appropriate help-seeking behavior. Her mental status does not appear to be stable at this time. She was not well kept, and she was wearing casual attire, but appeared to be not well groomed and had not taken a bath in several days. She had poor eye contact with me, but was alert. Her orientation to place, time, situation, and person was decreased. The claimant also has a history of multiple personalities, which was diagnosed in 2010. Her attention / concentration and her mannerisms were not normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation were slow. Her memory and thought processes were decreased. The claimant was married and has been divorced for 8 years. She states that she hears voices telling to kill herself, and she also sees shadows. The claimant has attempted to commit suicide 5 times by cutting her wrist, the last one being in 2021. She was also in jail for 2 years, secondary to theft. She states her children don't come to see her. She denies any substance abuse and hasn't worked since 2009. She is presently taking Alprazolam 1 milligram TID, Adderall 30 milligrams QD, quetiapine fumarate 300 milligrams QHS, Ambien 10 milligrams QHS, Cymbalta 60 milligrams BID, and Ziprasidone 80 milligrams BID. Her condition is being treated and appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis / questionable rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that she suffers from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and recently rheumatoid arthritis. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Manzur Yazi. She is presently taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she does is minimal walking. Her daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, but not doing much of anything else. She does not watch TV or go to the grocery store. She denies cooking, doing the laundry, or doing any other strenuous exercises. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 102 pounds. She denies any retinopathy, but has been told that she has nephropathy and chronic kidney disease. Her hands and fingers suffer from numbness and diabetic polyneuropathy, and she does have cardiovascular disease, where she has had approximately 4 myocardial infarctions. She checks her blood glucose 1 time per week and states that it usually comes out between 55 to 529 milligrams/dL. Her last glucose reading was 142. She is presently taking Jardiance 10 milligrams QD and Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5%, which indicates that she is very well controlled. Allegation number 6, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1995, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal headaches, blurred vision, and positive in organ damage of myocardial infarction times 4, the first one being in 2017. She denies any cardiovascular disease, but has been told that she has chronic kidney disease. Her blood pressure at this visit is 137 over 87 mmHg. She is presently taking Isorbide dinitrate 30 milligrams QD, Lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, Metoprolol Succinic 25 milligrams QD, nitroglycerin tablets 0.4 milligrams, 1 sublingually PRN is needed. Her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time, and her blood pressure reading is normal. Family history. Her father died at the age of 55 from a cerebral vascular accident and diabetes. The mother died around 60 years of age. She had diabetes mellitus and died of sepsis. Medications. Alprazolam, 1 milligram TID. Adderall, 30 milligrams QD. Quetiapine, Fumarate, 30 milligrams QHS. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Ambien, 10 milligrams QHS. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams BID. Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD. Isoprene, dinitrate, 30 milligrams QD. Levetiracetam, 750 milligrams QID. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Metoprolol, succinic, 25 milligrams QD. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams. PRN is needed for chest pain. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Oxybutynin, 5 milligrams QD. I'm sorry, BID. And ziprasidone, 80 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, questionable history of chronic kidney disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of gastritis, comma, seizure disorder with history of multi-infarct, dementia with atrophy, comma, seizure disorder, questionable mal, grand mal seizures, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of myocardial infarction times 4 with coronary artery disease and the placement of a stent in 2021 through a percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty. Comma, anxiety, comma, history of paranoid schizophrenia, comma, depression, comma, morbid obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, questionable history of rheumatoid arthritis, major surgery, cholecystectomy. She does not remember the year. She's also had a left-hand surgery performed in 1994, which was an open reduction internal fixation secondary to a severe fracture. Social history, tobacco. The claimant says she smokes a 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks beer socially. At one time, she drank heavily for 3 years. She denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 231 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches, BP 137 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%. BMI 42. General, this is a 48-year-old female. Who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild distress. You presented to my office with depression and crying. She appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontation of visual fields were also grossly abnormal for the left side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does have glasses, but she forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, and her mood was very depressed for the time, and she was crying. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, but she was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. She appeared to be somewhat confused. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, and reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was +2. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially at the right lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to forward flex 70 degrees secondary to back pain and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and left lower extremity, but decreased on the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 0 on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee. The claimant claims that she injured her right leg and fell on it. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal for the patellar and ankle, where it was only +1, but the biceps and brachioradialis reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant did have some muscle spasms of the right lower leg. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is some evidence of joint deformity and bone and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, and the claimant does appear to have multi-infarct dementia, which is mild. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is decreased grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant does have some mild limitations in her left visual fields and in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses, although she forgot to bring them. She is able to communicate with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to seizure disorder, mild osteoarthritis, depression, and signs of bipolar disorder, along with mild decreased cognitive function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Marlene Alonso.